When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we've seen firsthand how much happier things are when Nebraska's 5-1 versus 56-7 losers to Indiana, making it 5-2. We're joined now by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. The story, the talk of yesterday is about yesterday at the press conference, Marcus Satterfield addressed at the very end the yards per play, which he did, you know, he said 4 to 6 yards per play was the goal. Didn't know what maybe he should have said. What were your thoughts on the comments from Marcus Satterfield at the end of the press conference yesterday? Is it as big of a deal as Husker fans are making it?
I mean, yeah, he got clipped in the modern day media world.
He did.
Got clipped big there. You know, when you can provide a soundbite and then you can take it any way you want to go with
right.
it. I mean, I don't know if he just didn't answer the question very well. I mean, that's probably the best way to say it. I'm sure he's heard about it too from Matt Rhule, because when Barstool Sports is picking up that soundbite and other national people and other places, I mean, that's not good. But by some respects, I don't know if that's what he really meant, but it came out that way, and you can't really undo what he said there. He should have just said, yeah, you know, we'd like to get 4 to 6 yards on first downs and put ourselves in good positions instead of kind of going down the road that he went.
I think he kind of tried to do it. Didn't he say, like, who's the national leader? I think
And that is such a hard, like, thing to put into context, because, you know, you're going to have explosive plays, and that's going to make your yards per play better. And Nebraska's had a lot of explosive plays. That's probably the biggest issue with their yards per play average. They get a lot of 4 to 6 yard plays, as we know, but they haven't had a lot of home run plays this season. And they only threw one ball 20 yards down the field in that game at Indiana. And we know they haven't really ran the ball with explosiveness for most of this season. So their yards per play is not great right now, especially when you're not throwing it down the field, and they didn't throw it down the field at Indiana.
What is how do you think they can get better offensively quickly?
I think they've got their passing game, you know, stretch the field a little bit more, whether that's Jalen Lloyd, Corey Barney, just getting the ball down the field, creating some big plays with some of those guys. I mean, he's like 2022 team, for example. Trey Palmer, they don't have a Trey Palmer, but just having some of those guys, a guy that can stretch the field more, really made that offense look better than what it was. Having just bigger play guys that can get you down the field and loosen things up would go a long way. Right now, since they don't have the big play down the field threats going at all, the running game is easier to defend. The passing game is easier to defend because everything underneath gets bottled up. I mean, they just got to figure out a way to, you know, loosen up things on offense and get more rhythm. But the running game is where it starts. I mean, they just have not run the ball with much success, especially the last couple of weeks.
You look at this next game ahead, Sean. Ohio State's obviously an excellent team. They have one loss to Oregon. They're expecting to be in the playoff. They're going to be angry after a bye week and that loss. I mean, you're going into a hornet's nest after a big loss to Indiana. I mean, what can Nebraska do to even make this game competitive on Saturday? I know it's a big, tough question, but still.
I'll say this: 2018, Nebraska went in there equally the same point spread, pretty much. I don't know what it was, but it was about that point spread. That team won the Big Ten in 2018, and Nebraska had a losing record, and they almost won. I will say, getting this game at 11 a.m. Central, that is the time you want to play in Columbus. You don't want to play there at night. That's a tough place to play at night. But this Ohio State team, you know, if you talk to fans and people around Columbus, they're not yet in love. We had a guy on Bigger Wrap Up last night, talking about Ohio State in depth. And, you know, I've talked to other people there this week. There's still very much a wait and see from this fan base out there because it hasn't necessarily clicked with their defense at the level people wanted it. Will Howard hasn't necessarily been, you know, as good as what they've had at quarterback in the past, especially with the way the game and the time management at the end of the game, people are pretty upset about it. So, you know, I think within their own fan base, they're still, you know, wait and see mode with this team to see if it is a team that can win a national championship. And I think we know it's a playoff team. But yeah, you know, at Nebraska, if you're not embarrassed about what happened last week and hungry to amend that, I mean, we're here just ripping this team, guys. They're 5-2.
That's interesting.
They're 5-2. And we're sitting on here acting like,
hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The whole world is coming to an end.
I mean, oh, yeah, that's what we're doing. Trust me.
If you were an outsider coming into Nebraska right now, you're like, well, what are these guys doing? What are they talking about? This is, I mean, yes, there are some issues, but the team is still at 5-2. And, you know, I talked to another guy yesterday who works for another Power 4 program. He's like, man, he goes, it is intense for you. Yeah, I know. That's how it is here. I mean, people are fired up. I mean, we got,
what was the most surprising part of the Indiana game to you from a Nebraska standpoint?
How quickly it fell apart. It was 14-7 with 4 or 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And, you know, the turnovers were very surprising to me because we hadn't seen turnovers like that all year. We haven't. To have 5 turnovers, to have 3 inside the 15-yard line, and then also just the third down defense not getting off the field. Oh, I don't believe Nebraska forced really a true punt in that game during at least the meat of the game when it mattered. And so just the inability to win on those third and down, like the third and long, the Tommy Hill not winning a 50-50 ball. They could have got him off the field when it's 14-7 in the second quarter. I mean, those early moments that they had been winning all year, they weren't winning out there. Ty Robinson, Nash Huttmacher just weren't really much of a factor like we had seen. So, I mean, there were a lot of surprises in that game. But, you know, there's just no way anybody saw a 56-7 game. And that's probably why guys like Jake Sorensen are losing their mind on the air right now.
Is there any way?
That's just me, Sean.
Is there any way that a coach, Sean, you've covered this a long time, can keep that intense negativity from affecting his team?
You say you can, but you can't. All right. I mean, there's just too many channels of it. That's the problem. I mean, between, I mean, who doesn't in this world have a phone? Who doesn't in this world check social media? Who doesn't in this world get screenshots sent to them, texts sent to them? So it is a challenge. I'll give, you know, back in the Pelini era, he was really good at using that. And we always used to laugh at the us against the world mentality, but Pelini almost found a way to utilize it to fire his team up on a week like this, and they would come back and play well. You got that sense from Isaac Gifford. I mean, it was almost how upset he was and just how much he wants to be back there this week. I mean, why wouldn't you? You should be upset. I mean, 90,000 people show up to your games and you have great support and you played a game like that. I mean, if that doesn't upset you, I don't know what will.
As Nebraska fans, Sean, lament the game. I mean, you got to praise Indiana. I mean, they put up 56 points. They look really good. They're 7-0. They're a top 13 team in the country, and Cignetti's got that thing going in 1 year. I mean, that turnaround is incredible. How do you speak to that in terms of how he did it so quickly with Indiana?
Nearly 30 transfers, 13 from James Madison, the continuity he brought with them, his style, and they bring in a veteran quarterback. I mean, the transfer portal has made moves like what we've seen a lot easier for a place like Indiana now. Even, I mean, that should just tell you how much college football has changed. Because usually when Indiana made a coaching change, you know, pre-portal era, I mean, it was a pipe dream to get to this point, and they're doing it in 1 year. Because of the way they were able to kind of flip the culture and flip the roster so quickly.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Lions, Sean Callahan.
So Satterfield got clipped. That was a good way to put it.
He got clipped.
Yeah. He got clipped. It's
easy to clip right now.
Yeah, and it's easy. I mean, it, without context, it's, yeah, he definitely got clipped. I mean, in the moment, it doesn't seem nearly as bad as when you see it on a tweet. Then it looks bad.
Like you said, I mean, when Barstool gets a hold of it, when all the different sports accounts get a hold of it, they don't know the whole full context of the quote. Yeah, it's unfortunate. You don't get the benefit of the doubt.
No, he's not getting
in
any
situation.
He's clearly, I mean, he's not getting the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what he can do. I suppose on Tuesday when he goes back up there, he can try to kind of joke about it. But yeah, it's. Good luck. Good luck to Marcus Satterfield. I don't know.
How would you encourage him to joke about it? What would you
I don't know how
you're
going to
clip me this time again or what?
No, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Okay.
But clearly he's in hot water here with this comment.
Before I get to break, reminder that segment two always is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to BecksHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming. Beck's Hybrids.
Beck's!
Thank you to Trevor.
Thanks for that.
Trevor and Sonny at Beck's. When we come back, we will have the song of the day, and the mailbag is next on Early Break on the Ticket.